What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled "The Jews Have Lost Control and Now Is the Time Where You Have to Leave the United States of America." This is not a drill. This is not a, oh, it's gonna happen, you know, within the next 5-10 years. No. Now is the time you need to get the fuck out of America. And if you can't afford to get the fuck out of America, consider living up in the hinterlands. Consider being close to the Mexican border in case shit hits the fan. You need to go to Mexico. There was a reason I was in Mexico. There's a reason I've been to Eastern Europe, because I know this shit is gonna happen. I know that eventually the West is gonna fall, and it's not gonna be pretty when the West, in particular America, goes down. Now, what you guys need to understand, you know, like TFM said, Scamarona was supposed to be the real deal. Scamarona was supposed to be released in 2025. It was supposed to kill millions, if not hundreds of millions. The Jews had this elaborate Hollywood production, and this was supposed to go according to the script. But like God in the Quran says to the dirty Jews, "You are always kindling the fire of war. I am always extinguishing that fire for you." So Scamarona was released early. It was released by a Chinese Samaritan who's been exterminated by the Chinese Communist Chinese Party. So the Zionist plan to use Scamarona as a way to kill Goyim and to oppress Goyim has been foiled, thanks to God. Alright, so what you guys need to understand, I've said this before and I've said this again, according to Islam, the Jews will be exterminated on Akhir al-Ayyam, in end of days, the Jews will be exterminated. Now, for all the glowies out there watching this video, what did I tell you guys? Are they gonna exterminate Jews like Halsey, Martin Goldberg, or even me? Nope. We're not the ones in charge of what's going on. It is the George Soros, the Mark Zuckerbergs, those who identify as Zionist. And even if they don't identify as Zionist because they know Zionism is a bad label, they are the ones who are indeed responsible for everything wrong and bad here in America. Furthermore, to the dear FBI agents out there watching this video, what do I tell the American people? Get your money right, get the fuck out of the West, and fuck hot bitches. Guys, there's a reason why the FBI lets me do this. I mean, the FBI went after Undead Chronic. They went after Donald Trump. Why can't they just go after me? Because I tell you guys to do what the FBI ultimately wants you to do. The FBI wants as many people out of America as possible. Why? One less person the US government has to kill. One less person the US government has to put in a concentration camp. One less person the US government has to deal with. This is why the FBI lets me do all these videos for you guys, yet they go after Undead Chronic. I mean, think about it, guys. You know, the FBI went after Mr. White Christian American Patriot, but yet they leave Mr. Al-Qaeda terrorist ISIS, Allahu Akbar, on the internet. Do you guys think, can you guys understand the irony of all this? You know, there are two, I know a lot of things about God, guys, but there are two things I know about God. Number one, God gives you what you need, never in the way you want it. And number two, God loves irony. Why? Because irony makes people think. Again, use your brain, guys. The FBI went after Undead Chronic, who's white, American, patriotic, Christian, yet they let Mr. Al-Qaeda, ISIS, Allahu Akbar, do these videos. And just to let you guys know, I only played ISIS in the movies, okay, not in real life. Because what do I tell you guys? Get your money right, get the fuck out of the West, and fuck hot bitches, okay? When God knocks the Western civilization, in particular America, the fuck out, you guys don't wanna be here, okay? You wanna be somewhere in Eastern Europe, you wanna be somewhere in Mexico, fucking hot bitches, okay, guys? So, you guys need to understand, the Jews have lost all control. They are now exposed as the people behind all this. At this point, the only option the Jews have is that they want to kill you and they want to oppress you. But they just want to do it quick enough and smart enough to where you guys cannot take notice of what's happening. This is why they took down Donald Trump. They took down, personally, I think Donald Trump was in on it. Maybe he didn't decide to go to go with the plan like the Jews expected, and that's why they turned against Trump. Or maybe this is the Jews' way of saying, hey, Americans, if we can go after Trump, we can go after you. As you guys know, Biden is hiring 87,000 IRS agents. Obviously, Biden is gonna weaponize the IRS. Guys, you need to understand, man, the Jews want you dead. If you, I've said this for the past couple of years, I'm gonna say it again. If you, the Goyim, were to kill yourself, that would be the best. The Jews want, at best, the Jews want Goyim dead. At worst, they want you in gulags, prison, or they want you to be like fat, dumb and low IQ and being taken advantage of. That's it. That's what the Jews want. Let me say that again. The Jews at best want you dead. At worst, they want you in gulags. And in the middle, they want you to be dumb, fat, overweight. There's a reason why the Jews are saying big is beautiful, because they want you to fucking die. You know, imagine, you know, a lot of these fat people, they're on fucking diabetes, they're on all sorts of anti-cholesterol drugs. So, imagine what will happen when the Jews say, oh, because of a supply chain shortage, there's no more anti-cholesterol, there's no more anti-diabetes drugs, shit like that. You know, guys, one of the reasons why I came back from Mexico, believe it or not, guys, is that there was a shortage of testosterone in Mexico. Yes, believe it or not, there was a shortage of testosterone in Mexico. And I hadn't taken my testosterone in like 3 weeks. So this is one of the main reasons why I had to come back from Mexico, because there was no testosterone in Mexico. So the shortages are real, gentlemen. So imagine again what will happen when the Zionists say, no more anti-diabetes drug, no more anti-cholesterol drugs. A lot of people are going to die. Again, I cannot stress this enough. The Jews want you dead. And again, for all of you guys who've been watching me, you know I'm not talking about Martin Goldberg or Halsey or your local Jewish deli owner. I'm talking about the guys who are really responsible for this. You know, the Koch brothers, George Soros, the Zuckerbergs. And again, for the glowies out there watching this, get your money right, get the fuck out of the West, and fuck hot bitches. God's punishment is coming for the West in general and America in particular. So my business, your business, is to get the fuck out of the country, guys. I don't think we're gonna make it until 2024, okay? The way things are going, guys, the amount of tyranny that's going on, the amount of shortages going on, there's just so many bad things. I mean, Biden has only been in office for what, a year and a half? Even TFM himself said, I expected another good 4 to 5 years before I have to run, and now Biden is making things worse by the hour, not even by the day. You know, a lot of you guys out there been saying, yo, Amar, why did you bring the White House channel on MGTOW TV? We don't like, you know, the U.S. government. Yeah, I agree with you. The U.S. government fucking sucks, but you need to know what the enemy is up to. I was watching a video today from the White House. They're now trying to push monkeypox as the next big pandemic. You know, like TFM said, monkeypox really should be named as gay pox, because only fucking gay people get it. So according to the Zionist-controlled U.S. government, about 9,000 people now have monkeypox. You know, it was first reported May 19th. Now it's fucking what? August 10th, I think. August 9th. And only 9,000 people have it. Well, out of those 9,000 people, how many of them are fucking butt fuckers? Probably 90-95% of them. And the other, you know, 5% are people who deal with them, like their kids who are living with homosexual couples. But the reality of the matter is, monkeypox is not a threat to anybody, especially if you're not a butt fucker, okay? They're also trying to push vaccines now. Again, the Jews want you dead. I cannot stress this enough. They want you dead. I know some of you out there like to get smart and say, well, if they kill us, who's gonna serve them? How are they gonna get money through taxes? Guys, thanks to AI, thanks to robots, you really don't need all the people in this world anymore, thanks to AI and robots, okay? Now, when it comes to people who are going to service the AI and the robots, why do you think God created Indians for? Look at the fucking curry cells. They have been bred to be slaves, okay? Indians are smart, and at the same time, Indians are good at serving. Have you guys ever been to an Indian restaurant? They do a really good job of serving you. So this is what you guys need to understand, man. All the Jews need is AI, robots, and, you know, a couple millions of Indians. You know, like Yogi Obs, who have been bred to be slaves. And that's it. They're good, baby. So for 90%+ of the human population, the Jews want you dead. They want me dead. They want you dead. Anybody out there who is not a slave, they want you dead. In fact, in Hollywood, they would, which is, you know, Hollywood is a Jew. There's a book out there called An Empire of Their Own, How the Jews Created Hollywood, okay? Hollywood is Jewish. And in Hollywood, they would refer to the background extras as furniture that eats, useless eaters, furniture that moves. See, this is how the Jew views pretty much 90% of the human population. They view you as furniture that moves and useless eaters. So you guys out there need to understand, man, the Jews want you dead. And at the same time, because the Jews are losing control, they are panicking right now. You guys need to understand, man, these Jews like Mark Zuckerberg and George Soros, they probably know Islam better than me. So you guys are probably asking, well, if George Soros knows Islam better than you, how come George Soros ain't a Muslim? It's because he's a Satanist. He worships Satan. You guys need to understand, the Illuminati means the eliminated ones. You see, Zionists truly believe that Satan is the righteous entity. This is why they follow Satan, okay? This is why they want to fucking abortions and, you know, kill kids born after up to 28 days can be literally murdered, because that's their way of sacrificing to Moloch, you know, the Satan. So you guys out there need to understand, people like George Soros, they genuinely believe that Satan is the good guy and that God is the bad guy. So George Soros knows in Islam it says the Jews in Akhir al-Ayyama will be exterminated. The extermination of Jews are going to be so bad that the rocks and the trees are going to say, oh, faithful of God, there is a Jew hiding behind me. Come and execute him. Now, again, for all of you glowies out there watching this video, this is what Islam says. Billions of people all over the world have read that. It's right there in the hadith. So, hey, I'm just the messenger. If anything, I'm doing you glowies a big favor because A, I'm telling American people to get the fuck out. That way you guys don't have to worry about them because they're going to be in Mexico or in Romania, fucking hot bitches. You guys can sit here and deal with Shaniqua, Shineni, Yolanda, Tiandra. And number two, I'm letting all the good Jews out there know, hey man, there's still time for you to change your ways. Stop worshiping Satan and become a decent human being. But at the end of the day, guys, you know, you and me, we should not be in this fucking country anymore. It's fucking over for us. We should be anywhere else outside of the Western world. So the bottom line for you guys out there watching this video, your escape plan has to be made today, okay? Go get a permanent visa to Mexico. Go live in Mexico illegally. You know, maybe go live in Texas. So when shit hits the fan, you just sneak into the Mexican border. You guys out there have to start making fucking preparations to go live in Mexico, whether you have to illegally sneak in Mexico, which honestly nobody cares. I mean, how many of them are illegally here, right? Or you can go through the official route, which is what I do, which is to go through the consulate, get yourself a residency permit. Worst case scenario, guys, marry a Mexican bitch. Worst case scenario. What did I tell you guys before? If Biden says you're going to have to take a vaccine or I'm going to murder you, and the only other option is to marry a Mexican bitch and get citizenship over there, go down that route. And by the way, guys, Mexican citizenship, the Mexican passport is actually pretty damn good. You know, you can get into most European countries with it. So having Mexican citizenship is better than my piece of shit Egyptian citizenship. So I would much rather have the Mexican citizenship over that of the Egyptian citizenship. So the bottom line, guys, you have to understand is that you need to understand that God has foiled the plans of the Jews. And because of that, the Jews are desperate. They're desperate because God, Islam tells us they're going to be exterminated. Again, I'm not talking about Martin Goldberg or, you know, Halsey or me or the deli owner in your town. I'm talking about the people who are responsible for this, who masquerade as Jews. Let me tell you something, guys. 80% of so-called Jews out there, if we were to actually implement the Torah, 80% of Jews would be exterminated if they actually went by the Torah. There was a man during the time of Moses who was executed for carrying a piece of wood on the Sabbath, okay? So imagine today you got all these Jews out there promoting homosexuality, abortion, fucking becoming a tranny and shit like that. So if we were to go by the Torah, 80% of Jews would be exterminated according to the Torah, you know, which they claim that they are the recipients of, and you know, they're the best people in the world. But the point here that I'm trying to get to you guys, don't be here in America when shit hits the fan, okay? A lot of these people out there, guys, they're gonna lose it, you know? These people out there, they're totally unaware of what's happening, you know? They're already dead in the, you know, the people here in America right now who are not watching this video, who are not red-pilled, they are summun, bukman, umyan, wala ya'kulun. They're deaf, dumb, and blind, and they do not think. The zombie apocalypse is already upon us, guys. The zombie apocalypse is here. It's fucking Crystal. It's fucking John. You know, these guys who are totally unaware of what's going on, those are the real zombies. So imagine what happens when these people don't have food to eat. Imagine what happens if gas is $20 a gallon. Imagine what will happen if they have rolling blackout. Imagine what's going to happen when there's food. You know, I go to Walmart, guys. When I go to Walmart, most of the shelves in Walmart are fucking empty when it comes to the food. Believe it or not, yes. Most of the shelves in Walmart are fucking empty when it comes to food. Imagine another 3 months. Imagine another half a year. Things in this country are literally getting worse by the hour. So they're already saying, the U.S. is already using the gas reserves. You know, the U.S. strategic oil supply is only at 3 months. And the reason why the oil prices are going down is so they can win the elections. I'm telling you guys, this winter is going to be the winter of our discontent. I honestly don't see this country making it past April, okay? I think this country, and I could be totally wrong, I think in less than 9 months, this country is going to be destroyed. I think we're going to have a civil war. I think we're going to have mass failure in the whole economy. I don't think this country is going to make it in 9 months from now. So you guys out there watching this, you need to make your escape plan. I know TFM is a big supporter of going to Alaska and stuff like that, but let's keep it 100, okay? A lot of you motherfuckers out there, you're going to get fucked by a grizzly bear. Let's keep it real, okay? You guys remember when I was on a cruise ship in Alaska almost 3 years ago doing a video for you guys? You know, a police officer rolled up next to me while I was walking back to the cruise ship. He's like, "Hey, dude, you're being stalked by a grizzly bear. You want me to give you a ride back to the cruise ship?" I was like, "Hell yeah, I want you to give me a ride back to a cruise ship. Fucking stalked by a grizzly bear." Yeah. Alaska, to a lot of you guys out there, yeah, Alaska is a pipe dream to a lot of you guys out there, because you're gonna get fucking raped by a grizzly bear, okay? Let's keep that 100, okay? Secondly, go where I went in Mexico. I went to San Cristobal. San Cristobal is a mountain town. It's 8,000 feet up in the highlands, okay? It's filled with indigenous people. You know, these indigenous people in Mexico, you know, the people that we were supposed to kill when we came in from Europe. Guess what, man? They grow their own food. They butcher the chicken right in front of you. They got fucking avocado, shit like that, that they pulled from the ground, like 50 feet away from you, okay? So, you guys out there need to go to places like Mexico. You need to go to places high up in the mountains. This is what the Prophet Muhammad said, guys. The Prophet Muhammad said you need to go high up in the mountains away from it all. San Cristobal, perfect place. Cusco, in Peru, maybe that's a perfect place. I haven't been there, but I am telling you guys, San Cristobal is where you guys want to be when shit hits the fan. So to recap this video, the Jews want you dead. At best, they want you dead. At worst, they want you in the gulags. In the middle, they just want you to be dumb, fat, and ugly. The IRS is going to come after you if you don't come on social media and say Biden is the best president on the face of the planet. The IRS will come after you. The FBI will raid you if you say, hey, this doesn't sound right. It doesn't make sense. The FBI will come after you. The FBI and the IRS will pretty much come after any American who doesn't toe the government line, okay? So, the bottom line here, guys, is the Jews lost the narrative. They lost control, and now they are very, very desperate. So, as you guys know, like TFM said, when an empire is about to die, it gets very, very desperate, okay? So, right now, the U.S. government will try to kill as many of you people as possible. The U.S. government will try to incarcerate as many of you people as possible. Your only solution is to get the fuck out of the West. And I don't want to hear people saying, "Oh, well, I got sick parents. Oh, well, I'm poor." Dude, make preparations to go into Mexico, man. Here where I am, I'm 2 hours away from the airport. You know, the plane ride from here to Mexico is actually shorter than the car ride from here to the damn airport, okay? So you guys out there, you all need to make fucking preparations to go to Mexico or go to any other country that's not a pro-Western country, for all I care. But remember, guys, the bottom line is the Jews have lost control. So either you kill them or they kill you. And again, on this channel, what do I tell you guys out there? For all the FBI agents watching me, what do I tell you? Get your money right, get the fuck out of the West, and fuck hot bitches, okay? That's number one. Number two, you have to leave the West. Going up to Alaska, for the vast majority of you people, you're gonna get raped by a fucking grizzly bear. So that's my video for you today, guys. Like, share, comment, subscribe. And again, to all the FBI glowies out there watching this video, get your money right, get the fuck out of the West, and fuck hot bitches. All right, guys, I'm gonna see you in the next one. Take care, peace.